everything that gets to be birthed or be born with fear is never true. Sit down and ask yourself that, am I now following Jesus because I want to, or it's because this event of rapture brought fear in me?
It's another conversation, my sister.
If the world is really so evil, why did God create it? I am not here to point out names, to stone anything. If you do not understand the art of forgiving yourself and also healing, you will find yourself that you will quit faith.
How would you define that state of mind?
That is when mental illness starts.
Mm.
There is a difference when someone does something because they want to, than when someone does something because they fear. We are too religious sometimes to see things the way I think God wants us to see them. These whole things that have been happening have led to a lot of people being detached to real life.
What really came as a shock to me are the amount of people who were so ready to leave ASAP.
We are so focused on leaving this world, whereas we haven't even found out why we were here.
I've been through the most, been through the most.
Hola, Senfam. Welcome to another one. This is a beautiful continuation from the episode of Mr. Joshua. If you have watched that episode, thank you so much for staying tuned. This is what we promised you, and we know that it's important.
Yes.
It has to be done, and it's just for you. So please make sure that you subscribe to the family. It's absolutely free. Help us to grow the channel. Like, share, and make sure that you comment down below on your thoughts, your views, and your opinions. Yes, so we have had guests coming to our platform for the past 3 months, talking about the rapture, and you know, we listen, and you guys just wanted more and more and more, and we keep it coming. But as the dates came and passed, people were distraught, hurt,
disappointed,
and we acknowledge those feelings. And we see you, and we hear you, and we sympathize with you. And this is why when this next guest sent us an email saying that she is an art therapist and she would like to help in the bandage part of it. What is it in English? You know that part, the healing part, the trauma part of it. For us, we're like, yes, please. Because our intention is never to harm or to cause confusion or to cause pain. And if that has happened to you, from our hearts, we are sympathizing and we apologize. And that is not the intention. The intention is to give people a platform to tell their story and their experiences. But I know it becomes tricky when it comes in prophecies or visions or dreams, because we can't control what happens in people's visions, dreams, and prophecies, right? Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for sending the email. I think it was about 3 weeks back that you sent the email, and we're like, okay, bravo, you know, this is incredible. Please, can you introduce yourself to our audience? Tell us who you are and what it is that you do.
Yes. So again, thank you for having me. My name is Mia Slindoshe. I was born in KZN in Newcastle, and then I came to the Vaal to stay with my mom. That is where I accomplished my matric and everything. I am a drama therapist, meaning I use the art to help people understand their emotions and everything. Currently, I am a drama facilitator and also a photography facilitator. Yeah, I can say that I'm just an ambassador of Christ. I'm just a child of God.
Yeah,
I have no title besides being a drama facilitator and also a photography facilitator, and also being an art therapist.
Child of God.
Yeah.
That's what stood out for me. The email was like, I do this, and I'm a child of God. I'm a Christian. I was like, okay, then let's hear you out, you know, hear you out. And as mentioned, you know, this platform is very open for people to tell their stories, and we let people tell their stories. I'm going to let you talk, because I do have a few questions, but I'm going to let you talk based on what you've observed.
Okay.
And how we can help people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Lord help us.
Yes. Yes. What I can actually just say in starters is that in order for people to go pass through this, because I've also have had people, you know, being sad that, ma'am, yo, especially my students, that, yo, ma'am, I was really anticipating on leaving. Like, it did not happen. I'm here. But now the question is that how do we really move from that? Because life should continue. If we're being honest, life should really continue. If you do not understand the art of forgiving yourself and also healing, you will find yourself that you will quit. You will quit faith. You will quit believing in Jesus, because this is where you start saying, a lot of people do not believe in Jesus, like they are skyrocketing in life. Like when they do these things, they skyrocket. But why me? Why am I really not getting where I want to be? And I know the Bible. I know the Bible. I pray in tongues. I'm covered by the Holy Spirit. Like you would be saying things like that.
But why did I get myself to this point?
That is when mental illness starts.
Mm.
When you start now stoning yourself, and also you'll be probably you made these videos and they trended on social media.
Yeah.
You told people it's gonna happen, but then it doesn't happen, and you are also stoning yourself again, and you go to the very same social media. You see people, they stone you. You, and then in your mind, a series of a lot of questions, a lot of turmoil and denial starts. And that is when you start now not being able to control your mind. We will see you now, you are starting to be aggressive. You are doing things that show that you are completely detached from reality. So for me, I am not here to point out names, to stone anything. This event, I think there is a beauty side of it. I know a lot of people are focusing on the bad side of it.
Mm.
They're focusing on stoning our brothers, our sisters who came with the message. But there's a beauty side of it. There's a very, very beautiful side of it, because now you'd find out people are now starting to become more closer to God, of which I'm here to also address in a way, because the way they are closer to God, it's beautiful. But they got to be closer to God by fear.
By fear.
And everything that, exactly. And now everything that gets to be birthed or be born with fear is never true. Because you were never doing it because you decided it came from your heart. You did it because you were scared that I'm gonna be left behind. So how do we move from that? We should, again, understand that God created the world and everything that is in it. So a lot of Christians tend to be in denial. Also, I was also one of them. I would not be okay. And you come and ask me, are you okay? And I say, no, me? I'm 100%. Knowing very well that, you know, my little heart is aching. And that is when we be in denial that we really need help. You see? So this thing, rapture of not happening, yes, fine, did not happen, we all see. So how do we move from here? Sharp, it did not happen. But now, forgive yourself, move. And also understand that even if you felt like you were closer, this event brought you closer to God, sit down and ask yourself that, am I now following Jesus because I want to, or it's because this event of rapture brought fear in me and then I moved? Because if it was because of fear, I am not going to lie. Whatever that you are saying you are doing now is not true. It does not come from a pure heart. That is why Jesus will forever remain different from every person that you will meet in this world, because he doesn't force you to do things. Some other religions, they will tell you, if you don't do this, someone will die at your house. If you don't do this, you will lose your car, you will lose your what. But when it comes to not Jesus, he doesn't force you. It comes effortlessly. So it comes with love and care. I want to tell you today that sit down again and make a good decision now and say,
sober me. You be
exactly
with sober mind.
Leave the fear alone.
Yeah.
Take the fear out. Forget about everything that has happened and start on a clean slate. Say now that, Jesus, I'm now following you because I want to. I am not going to lie to you. There is a difference when someone does something because they want to than when someone does something because they fear. We are so focused on leaving this world, whereas we haven't even found out why we were here. Mm-hmm. As I'm talking to you, young people, you speak to them like, what is your name? Tell me who you are without telling me your name and where you're from. they can't. That's simply because they don't know their purpose. Why are we here on earth? So why should we be so inclined or be so have the zeal of saying, I want to leave this earth, whereas you don't even know why you were here?
So I don't know if you saw the comments. I think for me, like, what really came as a shock to me are the amount of people who were so ready to leave ASAP.
And
a lot of people are like, you know, this is such an evil world. It's a bad world. And, you know, looking at the news, you know, things are pretty bad sometimes, although it's not as bad as, it's not horrible. It's not, you understand, we are living. God has given us a life and a life of abundance, right? And we are grateful for that. And it's a blessing. But the amount of people were saying, I cannot wait. I just want to leave now. If it's possible, the rapture must happen yesterday.
Gosh. Even sooner.
Even so sooner than the date it was like, set.
Come, Jesus, come.
Oh yes.
My God.
You know, how would you define that state of mind and that state of thought processing such remarks, which aren't bad, because I also want to be with my makeup, but I don't want to die. And I want to be able to live life until he says it's time. When God is ready, I'm ready. However, that state of mind of saying, come now. Don't even
save me
postpone.
Now.
Don't postpone.
So these people, most of them are so eager to leave the earth because they don't see any good on earth. And now it also brings me to a conclusion to say that if the world is really so evil, why did God create it? Like, if the world is so ugly, it means God hates us, because God sends us to the very same world. The world did not do anything. And that is what people should understand. It did not do anything to anyone. This thing is just a personal journey. If you could stop pointing fingers and just sit down and understand that in this whole world, it's just you against you and you with God. It's just you and God alone. You will tend to enjoy this life thing. Even if bad things come in your life, you will smile. I have passed through a lot of painful situations, but in all of them, I'm not going to lie to you, I have laughed and I have enjoyed them, because they have made me to be the strong person that I am today. And I have came to a point whereby I understand that I should not stone my feelings. I should not stone that I'm sad. If I'm not feeling okay, it's okay not to be okay.
No, but when you have Christ, things are different, hey?
Exactly.
Like, even when you're mourning, even when someone dies in your family, like, you mourn different. I don't, I'm a crybaby. I'll keep crying. Yeah. But honestly, like, with Christ is where strength comes from.
That's true. 100%.
And sometimes you just ask yourself, how am I having peace in the middle of the storm? And the scripture, peace that surpasses all understanding, starts to make sense, because you don't understand. How am I in the middle of chaos at my lowest?
Because when I am weak,
he makes us strong.
That is 100% true. When you are in your greatest times of adversities, that is where you see the beauty of God. Because when you're feeling sad, he doesn't come to you and say, "Hi, Wena, you are a Christian. Why are you saying you are feeling sad?" He comes and he counsels you. And what I love about God is that he affirms people. He doesn't get angry at you for feeling the way you're feeling. Instead, he comes to you and tells you that, "I understand that you are feeling this way. But however, this is the right way. This is how you should feel." Because nowadays, what I've seen is that most of the times, as Christians, we love to be in defense mode. You understand? Like, you've hurt someone, apologize. Purely so. You're not apologizing if you still believe that whatever that maybe you did is still true. But you hurt someone.
Acknowledge that.
And so that this person will also come at peace. Because one for sure thing we should understand is that we have a lot of people looking up to us. I always tell my students that, fine, I'm your teacher, I'm your facilitator, I'm the boss in this class. But if I have maybe said something that is not really good, you did not feel well, ask me for on the side. And believe you me, I will apologize. Even if I feel like what I said was right, for the fact that it hurt you, I should apologize, so that your feelings can be validated, so that you can see that you are not crazy for feeling the way you're feeling.
Mm.
Your feelings are not meant to be suppressed, but they should be expressed. We should stop being religious to an extent that you say you feel depressed. Like, there are symptoms of depression. You wake up, your body, you are tired. It's like you are not sleeping. You are always hungry per se, or your mood changes. There are Christians who are like that, even though they pray, but they feel like that every day. Mm. Don't neglect that. Go and seek for help to someone who can help you, because the spirit needs the body so that you can accomplish what God has sent you to this world. If you lose this body, if you don't take care of this body, how is God going to spread through you? So these are the things that we miss as Christians.
And we're saying stop praying, right? You can pray through it.
Yes.
If you are depressed, if you are anxious, I mean, the Bible does have scriptures. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything with supplication, bring your requests forth to God.
Yes.
You can say all those scriptures, pray. Don't stop that.
Don't stop that.
But don't look after your health.
Yes.
Mental health.
Yes.
I'm going to ask. It's not spiritual, it's physical, or it's spiritual and physical, because it's another conversation, my sister.
I think it's a bit of both, but I'm just here to touch the physical most, because people tend to neglect that. And as they neglect it, they die. They end up in mental hospitals. I've seen that with my own eyes. If you neglect your body, you end up there. I'm not going to lie. And you're going to come back and say it's the devil testing you. Whereas it's just the consequences of your own behavior. You see, so continue praying. If you are taking treatment, for an instance, for HIV and all of these things, or probably you're taking treatment for depression, anxiety,
which is chronic,
schizophrenia, you usually take risperidone. Let's say you are busy taking a treatment, risperidone, in the evening. Take it. You are busy fasting in tongues. You are praying, but you are still drinking it. You get my point. Not that you just pray and leave it like that. The one for sure thing that we should understand is that the flesh does not eat the same food as the spirit. So if you were saying, I'm just going to pray and then I'll be fine. This anxiety will go. Whereas the doctor has given you pills to try to calm you down, you are not getting it right. Pray. So it's pray that the pills that the doctor has given you, they can work for you. They can heal you. Don't just pray and say,
"Mister, in the name of Jesus, as I drink this,
exactly,
I'll be healed. I'm healed."
Yes,
I didn't realize this conversation is controversial until now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, now I'm realizing that this is actually controversial, because a lot of people will be like, "I can't take chronic medication," or if, for example, I take chronic medication, it means I don't have faith in that God can heal me.
No,
there. Genuinely, people think
we give birth in hospitals, even in our faith. When we are not well, we get admitted in hospital. That doctor is born again, is a pastor, but then in hospital, there's a reason why there's an emergency ward, because people, the ambulance, almost every minute comes in, you know, of course, when it's busy, I'm generalizing here, then there are professionals who God has gifted and given the ability to be able to heal people, you know, through the knowledge of power. And as much as they are doctors, the very same person is also having a profession. They're an accountant. God gave them the skill of an accountant. They are not praying for their finances to make sense, but they have an accountant that works, you know, an 8-to-5 who helps them with their books. Do you understand? And then there's someone else as well whom God has gifted with the ability to do business. You understand?
But there are some churches that tell people to stop drinking medication by faith that God will heal them. That is a reality.
We are too religious sometimes to see things the way I think God wants us to see them. And that is why we're so malicious towards one another. Because if I could look at you and see God, if I could look at him and look at everyone and see Jesus, I could love everyone.
Yes.
Would you hate God?
Yeah.
You wouldn't.
Yeah, right. Yes.
Would you say something bad to God? No, you wouldn't. You would be so sensitive. Because when you see this person, you see your mirror. I think that is where we are not really getting it right. You end up pointing, saying that, no, I'm not going to go to doctors. No, go there.
Yeah,
you're going to meet God when you get there. When you sit down and look at all of these people, be happy and say, oh my God, it's God's creation. Mm. If you could have that perspective, even if someone wrongs you, you would still love them. I was telling my students that I've got the ability that someone could come, say something to me. What they said, their actions would hurt me, but I'll still love them. Meaning they would come back tomorrow, I'll still smile and hug, not in pretense. Mm. I love you even though you have hurt me. I just don't like your behavior. I just don't like what you did
your
to me.
Action.
Meaning, mm-hmm. I understand.
But I don't hate a person.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I hate the action.
Yes, meaning I understand the fact that you are not what you do to me.
Mm.
You are not the fact that you don't have money, that you can't pass at school, that you don't have a fancy car. You are not that. The minute we understand our identity and our identity can only be found through Christ. You can't find it even in your husband or even your wife. You can't.
Christ.
It's in Christ. And the minute you understand that, you will see that there is so much this world has got to offer. You will see that the talents that God has given you, you should go use them so that you can win more people for God.
Yeah.
You will stop feeling like, hey, I want to go now. And when you're saying you want to go now, I'm asking myself that, what will you say to God in heaven? Because you were not even close to your kids. Your kids were your worst enemies. But you're saying you want to leave. But if you could sit down with your kids, they are depressed. They are angry at you. They don't even want to go to church. They don't even want Jesus because of you as a mother, as a father. So are you telling me that you have won? Really? Have you really won? If you're saying now, I'm leaving, but we fetch your wife, we fetch your kids here.
I hear you. There's still unfinished business. So much to do.
Yes. We have also started a small mental school. Mm. We are still trying to get, you know, accreditations for it. But we have also started helping a lot of Christians in you know, understanding their emotions and also finding their identity in Christ. Because I think it all starts there. Just find out who you are. If you know who you are, even if someone could come and say you're ugly, you'll be like, yo, you pass.
Yeah.
Because you know the truth.
Oh, yes.
So the truth is what you find out for yourself, not what you are told. You see, because God speaks to us all and every time. So we have launched a small mental school whereby we help, you know, Christian and everyone. We help parents to, you know, connect with their kids again. We help teachers to connect with their students, because we have finally discovered that, you know, sometimes you could say you are called to be a musician, but probably you have been called for your family. You have been called for your kids. You should be the best that you can. So if there are people who are interested to be part of it, they can send me a WhatsApp, they can email me. I'm down for anything.
So what's your email address?
My email address is miaslidnobuhle3@gmail.com.
Awesome.
Yes.
Thanks, so Mia.
Thank you.
Thanks for making time for us. Thanks for sending the email. And I hope that you found that insightful and needed. It's very different to what we normally do, but I think there is a few people that this is going to talk to.
Yeah.
Or many people that it's going to talk to. And I really hope that you see the positive in this and you receive it. And may God continue to give us the peace that surpasses all understanding.
Yes.
Even in the storm, may God give us clarity.
Yeah.
Remember to take everything to God in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Consult with your Father.
Mm-hmm.
Consult with God.
Thank you so much. Until the next one, for myself, Innocent.
And myself, Millicent. And of course,
Mia.
The art therapists. The drama tontod.
Mia.
You're going to show me some moves. Because, you know, we're actors, right?
Yes, yes.
So some moves to distress.
Yes.
I've been through the most.